This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news reports indicates James Comey, former FBI director, planted spies inside the White House.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I want first to ask you about your conversations with the president, the three conversations in which you told him that he was not under investigation. The first was during your January 6th meeting, according to your testimony, in which it appears that you actually volunteered that assurance. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It was very important because it was, first, true, and second, I was worried very much about being in kind of a J. Edgar Hoover type situation. I didn't want him thinking that I was briefing him on this to sort of hang it over him in some way.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
That's my favorite line. I didn't want to think I was briefing him on this by hanging it over or something. So meanwhile, I had, according to Real Clear Investigations, which is owned by Real Clear Politics, a very reputable source, James Comey had actually begun and led a spying campaign on the then president of the United States by planting inside of the White House on a detail an individual who was reporting back to James Comey. Let me give you the details. And this is why I think the Horowitz report is being delayed. And I think this is what Durham's going to find. I think this is why James Comey is in serious trouble. And I mean serious trouble. It's one of the most enduring and consequential mysteries of the Trump-Russia investigation. This is from the article. Why did the former FBI director James Comey refuse to say publicly what he was telling the president in private, that Trump was not the target of an ongoing probe, which he said on three separate occasions, that he was not a target of an ongoing probe. Yet, he had implanted in the White House already individuals that were reporting to him to do what? To find out information, spying basically, on the president of the United States. He wasn't the president-elect at that point. He was the president of the United States. And by the way, this whole setup, you understand how it takes place. Days before the president-elect was briefed by James Comey about the Steele dossier, President Obama held a meeting in the Oval Office. In attendance in that meeting was Sally Yates, who was then the acting attorney general, James Clapper, Susan Rice, and others. And what was the topic of conversation? The salacious and unverified dossier that, of course, led to, as we know, the FISA warrants. The chickens are coming home to roost here, and I'll tell you what I think is happening. The information is, this is two U.S. officials briefed on the Inspector General's investigation of possible FBI misconduct, said Comey was essentially ready for this, running, this is a quote, running a covert operation against the president, starting with a private defensive briefing he gave Trump just weeks before his inauguration.
I mean, that alone, so he gets this, again, he gets briefed by the Obama team with no love for Trump about how to handle Trump. We learned in this report that he was so obsessed with Donald Trump that after he met with him, he spent hours, this is the FBI director, spent hours Googling Donald Trump and watching Donald Trump YouTube videos. Then he gets, as you said, and we can get into this in greater detail, a spy implanted inside the White House on the National Security Council team and made a deal somehow where this person could not be removed, but only by the FBI, so that the White House could not remove this individual. And this individual has been named. We now have a name to associate with it, Anthony Ferranti, who specialized in cybercrime. He quit the White House the same time Comey was fired, but he kept his position, an FBI reserve position that allowed him to go back and forth between the White House National Security Council and FBI.
Which, and he went to work for BuzzFeed.
Yeah. And then
who broke the Steele dossier.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. It was BuzzFeed that broke the Steele dossier. We're taking your questions on all this. What does it mean for James Comey? You've got questions. We've got answers. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. This is also why we engage in Freedom of Information Act litigation. Our team right now upstairs in Washington, D.C., putting together the FOIA requests on Ferrante. We're going to find out everything we can about what took place here. Again, your support of the ACLJ, absolutely critical, especially as we're engaged in a matching challenge.
Right now, you can double the impact of your donation to the ACLJ at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Double the impact of your donation. Whatever you donate online is doubled. It's a matching challenge month of July. We need your support. Donate at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Here's the headline from Real Clear Investigations, which again is owned by Real Clear Politics. Justice Department watchdog has evidence that Comey probed Trump on the slide. This was both, this was when he was president of the United States, before the Mueller appointment even. So it was while he was still the FBI director, this was going on. So understand the time frame we're talking about here. We know that Crossfire Hurricane started before the president was put in office. And now we know that, according to Real Clear Politics investigation, that you had this probe, spying, investigation going on of the president while he was president, with James Comey having his agents inside the White House reporting back to the FBI as to what was going on. So Jordan said, I think it's wise that we do this. We read a couple of the key elements of this report, but you need to understand the time frame of which we're talking about. This was while the president was president of the United States and before Bob Mueller was even appointed.
Yes, this was all the predicate to Bob Mueller, which is why that whole investigation was a sham and a witch hunt, and again, based off of bad info, lies, deceit by the federal government. So here's from Real Clear Investigations, not my words, this is theirs, Comey's White House source. I would call it Comey's White House spy. At the same time Comey was personally scrutinizing the president during meetings in the White House and phone conversations from the FBI, he had an agent inside the White House working on the Russia investigation, where he reported back to FBI headquarters about Trump and his aides, according to officials familiar with the matter. The agent, who's named here, usually we don't get that kind of info, Anthony Ferrante, who specialized in cybercrime, left the White House around the same time Comey was fired and soon joined a security consulting firm where he contracted with BuzzFeed to lead the news site's effort to verify the Steele dossier in connection with a defamation lawsuit. Keeps going. Knowledgeable sources inside the Trump White House say Comey carved out an extraordinary brand new position for Ferrante, which allowed him to remain on reserve status at the FBI while working in the White House as a cybersecurity advisor. In an unprecedented action, Comey created a new FBI reserve position for Ferrante, enabling him to have an ongoing relationship with the agency, retaining his clearance, and enabling him to come back into the FBI headquarters. Again, this is Comey's spy at the White House. This is not the transition. This is not the campaign. Well, this is the White House. He is spying on the President of the United States.
Let me take it a
step
further.
He said he didn't want to be J. Edgar Hoover. He's worse.
Yeah, well, it is J. Edgar Hoover. So after a private dinner with the President at the White House in late January 2017, so the President is then President, the FBI Director, James Comey, went home and wrote a memo about their conversation on his laptop, printed out, attached it as a memo to the case file, much like a field agent writing up an FD-302 evidentiary report after interviewing a suspect. He locked a copy in his personal safe and filed another copy at the FBI after sharing it with the Bureau's senior leadership. He also did some online sleuthing, personally searching Trump on Google and even looking through hours of YouTube videos on him. This is the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation engaged in this kind of conduct. Then you take it a step further. It said he huddled with his deputies on the seventh floor of the J. Edgar Hoover building to review his memo and get their input. We know all these information. We know about James Baker, Rubicki, and Associate Director David Bodwich. What's also interesting to me is that he testified under oath that he was not spying on the president. Let me play this for everybody again. This is his testimony under oath. Susan Collins is asking the questions.
I want first to ask you about your conversations with the president, the three conversations in which you told him that he was not under investigation. The first was during your January 6th meeting, according to your testimony, in which it appears that you actually volunteered that assurance. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So there it is. He said, I said the president was not under investigation. That's correct. Then pressed, here's what happened next.
Did you limit that statement to counterintelligence investigations, or were you talking about any kind of FBI investigation?
I didn't use the term counterintelligence. I was speaking to him and briefing him about some salacious and unverified material. It was in the context of that he had a strong and defensive reaction about that not being true. And my reading of it was important for me to assure him we were not personally investigating him. So the context then was actually narrower, focused on what I just talked to him about. But it was very important because it was first true. And second, I was worried very much about being in kind of a J. Edgar Hoover type situation. I didn't want him thinking that I was briefing him on this to sort of hang it over him in some way.
Instead, you were spying on him. I mean, James Comey was spying on the President of the United States through agents in the FBI that were at the NSA in the White House. He acknowledges it. He says it. He lies under oath when he says that he was not investigating the president, when we know now, according to these sources, and I think this is all why why is the Horowitz report delayed? Because this information, folks, is coming out and people are talking. And then I'm going to give you a statement from Lisa Page, and this kind of ties right into it. Yep. So Lisa Page was asked specifically about, was there an ongoing criminal investigation of the president? This is when she gave testimony to Congress regarding obstruction. And she says no. She is then pulled aside by her White House, her FBI lawyer. They gave her a lawyer at the hearing and said, she says, I need to correct my previous statement. Let me give you two exactly. So Lisa Page appeared, and this according again to Real Clear Politics Investigation, to dissemble last year when asked in a closed-door testimony before the House Judiciary Committee if Comey and other FBI brass discussed opening an obstruction case against Trump prior to his firing in May 2017. Initially, she flatly denied it, swearing obstruction of justice was not a topic of conversation during the time frame you've described. This is before the firing of James Comey. But then, after conferring with her FBI-assigned lawyer, she announced, I need to take back my prior statement. Page later conceded that there could have been at least discussions about potential criminal activity involving the president, and we now know that there were people actually investigating inside the White House. Do you understand the significance of the fact that this is taking place inside the White House? I would like Bob Mueller to answer that question tomorrow. Was he aware of this when he became the special counsel, that there was inside the White House an NSA spy, the sign from the FBI put over there? Did he know that? Maybe he didn't. I'd like to know the answer to that question. Be very interesting to see what that answer would be. But that's Lisa Page taking her testimony back after conferring
with the FBI counsel. This tells you what's up. Let me tell you what's about to happen. There is going to be a big shift. Tomorrow it's going to be the Mueller testimony. And I think it's going to be nothing new. There'll be no new revelations. I don't expect anything other than what's in his report. Same old that we've talked about for 4 months that the American people have gone way past. So there'll be this testimony tomorrow. But let me tell you what's coming. You see what's coming. And you're starting to see it now. Wait until that Inspector General report comes out. And then wait until Durham, the U.S. attorney that's now been assigned to investigate all this, comes out with his report, which may be a year or so in the making. This is real serious.
Yeah, I mean, we've also found out the Inspector General is reviewing high-level FBI text messages and other communications that indicate the agency may have used the briefing at Trump Tower on the Steele dossier during the transition for the covert purpose of carrying out a, quote, exactly what Comey denied, counterintelligence assessment operation against Trump and his senior staff who attended the briefing that day at Trump Tower. In his memoir, Comey said he flew to New York to give the president-elect a private defensive briefing to tell him what Russia had done to try to help elect him, not to open a counterintelligence investigation against the president, which he denied. And again, I think what has to be clear here is that starting from the moment the president was elected, okay, but going even into the White House, they didn't give up after he got elected. They said, okay, we're going to try to get you during your transition. We're going to get spies in there. We're going to open up an investigation. We're going to surveil you. They don't like the word spy. We're going to surveil you. And they've admitted that. Next, we're going to put our own mole or spy inside your White House. We're going to create a new position called FBI Reserve so that that person can go back and forth between the National Security Council, get the most classified information available in the United States, and share it with the FBI director, Jim Comey, who had an obsession with Donald Trump, obviously, with his hours Googling Donald Trump. He should be being mocked on late night television for that.
He's not
Jim Comey. He won't be, though, of course, because this scares the left to death. This is what really scares them. This is why they hope to God that the Mueller report, the Mueller hearing tomorrow, makes news for more than 48 hours. And I suspect if you look back at Bob Mueller's testimonies and what the DOJ has instructed him to do, which I think he'll follow.
This is the law.
It will be news for a day or two, but it's not going to be news like this.
No, this is going to be very, as this develops, this is just not even the beginning. We're like at the pre-beginning stages of this. All right, don't forget the matching challenge campaign.
Yeah, ACLJ.org. You know, we're filing FOIAs in this work. We're actually going to take action on this one specifically with this individual that's now been named who was inside the White House as Jim Comey's spy. To do that work, we need your financial support. We've got a team of lawyers working on these FOIAs.
Appointed president. He was appointed a special counsel.
That's why Jim Comey's still there and got his spy inside the White House National Security Council. We have the name. We're going to get the info through FOIA. We need your financial support. Donate now, and you double your support with our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. Donate to the ACLJ today.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
How significant do you think this news is, and what do you think the consequences should be for James Comey? Again, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Also, let me encourage you, if you're on Facebook and Periscope, share this feed with your friends now. Let me read another thing. So President gets a briefing from, this was as President-elect, from James Comey. Comey limited his briefing to the more lurid rumors that were floating around in this unverified and salacious dossier, while admitting the fact, this according to the, and this we know is true, while admitting the fact that he had signed a wiretap warrant to eavesdrop on one of Trump's campaign advisors based on other parts of the dossier. That's the FISA warrants. That's another revelation that's coming out on all of this. So let me get, Westminster's joined us, but I want to first get to Than Bennett on this in Washington. So Than, we got the Mueller testimony tomorrow. This bombshell coming out today. I think this is going to make it, it's very interesting, although I don't think any of this will get addressed.
Well, I think some of these questions might be asked by Republicans.
Asked, I don't think they're going to get addressed.
Yeah, I think the special counsel is going to try to ignore them. Although, Jay, I think there is some trepidation on the Democrat side of the aisle. They're actually holding mock hearings as we speak to try to prepare for those. Of course, they're not going to be able to prepare for the questions that Republicans are asking. But it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But, Jay, I would draw one parallel for our listeners here. I mean, the Director Comey was telling the president that he was not under investigation while simultaneously sending, Jordan called it a spy, an official of some sort inside the White House to surveil the White House. Jay, how is that any different from what appears to be standard operating procedure inside the Department of Justice in the Christopher Steele matter? I mean, remember, Christopher Steele was fired for leaking, right, and then they found a back channel way for him to continue communicating that information back through Bruce Orr. Jay, it looks to me like there was a habit and a practice of telling anyone anything and then just doing their own thing for their own agenda and finding another way to accomplish it. I think there's going to be all of this and more inside that report that's coming out.
I think the Horowitz report, by the way, will just be chapter one of what you're going to see a shift. I said this earlier. You're going to see a shift. The Mueller matter will be decided, you know, heard tomorrow. I don't expect that to produce anything. That's going to be the end of that. And then we get to the, as Paul Harvey used to say, then the rest of the story. And that is, I've yet to be my age to remember who Paul Harvey was, but the rest of the story is going to be the nonsense, the irregularities, the illegality that went on in this investigation. What's your reaction to this?
Well, while claiming that he's not investigating a president, and it's obvious that he was, his memos are tantamount to Form 302, which is what the FBI agents use after they've interviewed someone in the course of an investigation. And Jay, irrespective of whether a person supports President Trump or whether or not they voted for him, this should alarm every American that a rogue director of a federal agency and his cohorts were planting spies and seeking to investigate and undermine a duly elected president without probable cause. Yep. Is an attempt, Jay, at what amounts to a soft political coup. Comey, along with others, was actually trying to stop the Trump presidency, and that is unprecedented in United States history.
I think this is, he keeps comparing, he didn't want to be a J. Edgar Hoover. It's like worse.
He's worse.
I mean, all right, let's go ahead and take a call. 1-800-684-3110. What do you think should be the results as this relates to James Comey? Yeah. Who's next?
Bruce in New Jersey, online one. If you want to talk to us on air, you have questions about this, 1-800-684-3110 to call and talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Bruce, thanks for joining us. You're on the air with us now.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You guys are fantastic, and I love the way you bring truth out. I think I speak for a lot of people. We feel frustrated. You see the left. I never in my lifetime, I'm a retired firefighter, I never saw press give such credence to the left. It's incredible. My quick question is, do you see justice coming, or will this be covered up? I think
no,
a lot of people are frustrated.
I think justice is coming. I think Durham is a serious prosecutor. Horowitz is a serious inspector general. I think we're going to get to the bottom of this. I think it's going to come out. And frankly, I don't think the Senate's going to let it go away. Than, I don't think the Senate lets this go away, or the House, for that matter. The House Republicans, anyways.
Well, you might need an intervening election for the House, but the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham has certainly said that he's not going to. And, Jay, I would just tell the caller this. I know when he says justice, he means individuals being held accountable, and I certainly want to see that too. But the most important part of this, Jay, I'm convinced a lot of this has already happened. These bad apples, I'm not saying they've all been rooted out, but a bunch of them no longer have power inside the bureaucracy, and that was always step one, to make sure that those who had abused the sacred trust of power that had been granted to them were rooted out, and there was a message sent to future bureaucrats that it would not be tolerated. Jay, that's happened on a number of levels. I think all of the players that you mentioned need to keep drilling down, and there should be justice on an individual level, but we also need to make sure this never happens again, and I believe that process has already started.
Now, just get this. Between the election and April 27, when Comey's spy Ferranti finally left the White House, the Trump National Security Division supervisor was not allowed to get rid of him. And Ferranti continued working in direct conflict with the no-contact policy, in direct conflict with the no-contact policy between the White House and Department of Justice. Another FBI official then, after Ferranti leaves, Jordan Ray Kelly, interesting because you asked how this could impact Mueller, who worked closely with Mueller when he headed the Bureau, replaced Ferranti upon his White House exit, but she signed security logs for him to continue entering the White House as a visitor while he was working for BuzzFeed. Kelly left the White House last year, joined the same firm that with BuzzFeed.
You need to say that again.
Okay.
I mean, this is...
So the replacement for his spy...
Who worked for Mueller.
Who worked for Mueller was another FBI official, Jordan Ray Kelly. She she replaces Ferranti after Comey gets fired. Ferranti leaves, joins FTI Consulting, which has the contract with BuzzFeed. She continues to sign him into the White House, his replacement. The former spy,
Ferranti,
is now being signed into the White House by the new spy while he, the former spy, is working for BuzzFeed.
I mean, think
and
about
that. And then she leaves the White House last year, just last year, and joined the same firm as Ferranti that is consulting with BuzzFeed.
What does that tell you?
That tells you that there was a major spy campaign to take down the President of the United States.
That's real collusion.
Yeah. I mean, this is exactly. Go ahead.
No, it's just that's real collusion. You know, to the caller's point, you know, the Inspector General.
Well, it's a real conspiracy. I would go beyond collusion.
Yes. To the caller's point, though, the IG can recommend prosecutions, can't prosecute. But William Barr has appointed John Durham, the U.S. attorney, to oversee this IG review, and he can convene a grand jury and can subpoena people outside the government and interview them. And I think people like James Comey and James Clapper, they are nervous. That's why on so many of the talk shows over the past year, they've been playing defense. In the military, you know, aircraft can blow chaff out, which is to confuse the weapons that are targeting them.
Right.
Comey and Clapper have been blowing lots of chaff.
No, you're 100% correct on that. And now James Comey now goes pretty quiet. Now, it'll be very interesting to see, as this unfolds, what he's going to be faced with and how he's going to handle it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're getting ready to take a break. We'll be here for another 30 minutes. We're going to get more in-depth in this. There's a lot more to discuss. But we also want to mention that as we close this segment out, and by the way, if you don't get the full half hour, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there, audio and video. Of course, Facebook and Twitter, your friends on Facebook, and Periscope. Share this with your friends right now to get more people involved in the conversation. That's a great way of doing it. We've got thousands and thousands on Facebook, the Facebook feed alone. I'm sure the same on Periscope. But we also have our matching challenge campaign.
Yeah, this is a great time to support the work of the ACLJ. Remember, we've got a FOIA that's now going to go out on this FBI individual, the spy for Jim Comey, Ferranti, and his replacement as well, Jordan Ray Kelly. So to prepare that FOIA to go, ultimately we'll have to go to court on it. We need your support. That's just an example of the kind of work that we do very quickly when we get information like this. Donate to the ACLJ today, and your donation is doubled. You double the impact of your donation at ACLJ.org in our matching challenge month of July.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's reset the stage for you in case you're just joining us. First, for tomorrow for the Mueller hearing, Bob Mueller has been instructed by the Department of Justice to stay, quote, this is from, again, the Office of the Deputy Attorney General to Bob Mueller. I write in response to your July 10th letter concerning testimonial subpoenas you received from the House. The department's authorization, you made a public statement as special counsel. You addressed saying that you if you do appear before Congress, that you need to, again, please note there should not be testimony concerning the redacted portions of the public version of your report, which may not be disclosed because of applicable laws, court rules, and orders. There's also in here a discussion about privilege. So you said any testimony must remain within the boundaries of your public report because matters within the scope of your investigation were covered by executive privilege. So hampering even more the questioning that the Congress is trying to, the Democrats are trying to prep for Bob Mueller, because I don't think that Bob Mueller's the type, though he's a private citizen now, he's going to say, disregard this executive privilege. I'm going to disregard what I already said, which is I would stay within the four walls of the report. So that's one thing. We'll watch for and we'll break it all down for you tomorrow. But what we're focusing on now is the breaking news of Jim Comey's spy ring against President Trump, starting with the transition when he began a counterintelligence investigation of President Trump, moving into when President Trump is at the White House, so he's president now, and Comey gets creates a special new position called FBI Reserve, so where you retain your FBI credentials and ability to enter the FBI, share information with the FBI, places an FBI agent on the National Security Council with the sole purpose of spying on President Trump and his aides. When this person goes, which is when Jim Comey gets fired, and by the way, that person could not be fired by the White House under this rule. I have no idea how that structure came about. I guess the Inspector General will kind of lay it out how the FBI got a position inside the White House.
How do you get a position inside the White House, serving in the executive, and the White House can't fire?
Yeah. And then or the president, it also violates a lot of policies.
Including the Constitution, Article 2.
Yeah. Okay, so he gets fired. Guess who he goes to work for after that? BuzzFeed.
Unreal.
To verify the dossier, which then gets, you know, leaked. Then the person who replaces him is a close ally of Mueller. Worked closely with him when Mueller was the head of the FBI, Jordan Ray Kelly. She continued to sign security logs allowing Ferranti, the first spy for Comey, to enter the White House as a visitor while he was working on the BuzzFeed contract. She left the White House just last year and joined the same firm as Ferranti, FTI Consulting, which has the contract with BuzzFeed on the dossier, because BuzzFeed, you know, had all the lawsuits too, with the dossier disclosure as well. So again, Comey's spy ring is, and I think this is just being uncovered. Let me go right to the phone. Sherry in Montana on line 4. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Sherry.
Thank you. I was just wondering, how can we be sure there aren't other spies in the White House?
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I think, first of all, we don't know that. Second of all, so as Jordan says, kind of tip of the iceberg. I think this requires the chief of staff and the administration to do a top-to-bottom analysis. I mean, what do you do in a situation like this, Wes? You've been in classified situations before.
I tell you what, it's hard to uncover. You know, the tentacles go lots of different places, and there's probably no way to really know, you know, who is spying in the White House. But we do know that this was taking place, that Tony Ferrante was spying, and his replacement. And it was all ordered by James Comey. Shocking, unprecedented. The American people should be alarmed.
All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to do this. Also, share this with your friends right now. And don't forget, on Jordan Luck United, to support the work of the ACLJ. That's very important right now as we hit a matching challenge.
That's right, ACLJ.org. And we're going to be filing, as I said, a FOIA on this specific matter as quickly as possible. And that takes resources, folks, to be able to turn it around that quickly. Your support really does matter. You double the impact of your donation at ACLJ.org. Do it today, month of July, matching challenge month. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
To the broadcast, everyone. This is a bombshell report, and this is just the beginning. But Wes Smith has an interesting take on it. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, the part of this report that came out in is that in talking with the president, President Trump, Comey withheld the facts about the dossier, which is part of course, the whole Mueller probe that right. He's testifying about tomorrow. He did not tell the president that it was financed by the Clinton campaign. He did not tell the president it was compiled by a foreign agent, and that it was not a product of the U.S. government. And therefore, it colored not only how the president reacted to this information, but how the media reacted, yep. how other government officials reacted, and ultimately how the FISA courts reacted to this.
Exactly. I mean, I think there was a fraud committed on the FISA court. And I think if I was Judge Contreras or any of the other FISA court judges involved in this, I'd be completely outraged. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. We're taking your calls. What do you think happens or should happen to James Comey here? 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yeah, let's go right to him. Let's go to Scott in North Carolina on line one. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Scott.
Thanks for taking my call. You sure. know, there's a couple things that y'all said that are concerning to me. You know, as just a good old country boy from the state of North Carolina, the big things that concern me is these people that are above the law. How am I supposed to trust an FBI, a federal government, who allows a lady to walk away from 33,000 deleted emails, but yet we have people for far less that serve time for espionage and spying? How do we let a director of our FBI throw a spy in the middle of our White House to the president of which we elected and allow him to do that? If they don't throw the hammer down on them and somebody goes to jail, then as an American, I'm going to lose complete and total faith of our justice system, and I'm going to say that there's those above the law, and then there's us that pay for the law.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, don't lose faith. Number one, you've got a U.S. Attorney General in Bill Barr that's going to get to the bottom of this. He's appointed John Durham, who is a well-known seasoned prosecutor, to investigate this. You've got an Inspector General that has obviously done an incredibly deep dive of this material. And, Than, you've got a Senate chairman in Lindsey Graham that isn't letting this go.
Yeah, and on the Hillside, Jay, I'm going to tell you this. It's going to take a sustained effort. So, look, it's going to take multiple elections and multiple chambers of the House and the Senate looking at it to make sure you do get to that justice. But I'm going to echo the caller's point in this way, Jay. I mean, think about this. You have an individual, Anthony Ferrante, who goes to serve the commander-in-chief in a national security capacity. So, of course, the commander-in-chief has to have confidential counsel in the national security space. But, Jay, his higher loyalty, and that pun is intended there, his higher loyalty is to the FBI. I agree with the caller on this one. James Comey needs to be held accountable to that, because that is not some, you know, low-level violation. Jay, that strikes at the national security of our country, and Republican, Democrat, Independent, like the president, don't like the president, that should definitely disturb you at a level that, quite frankly, it requires more than a firing. It does require justice, and James Comey ought to get it.
Let me put something in context here. I'm going to take you inside the White House. So the White House, you got to go through multiple gates to get in. You got to be invited in. You just don't show up and go. It's not like in the days of Abraham Lincoln when you just knock on the door, find out if the president's available to chat. So there's a process. So James Comey knows the process. So he takes one of his guys, while the president is the president, before there's an appointment of a special counsel, and says, I want you to go over under the guise of the NSA, and we're going to find out what this president is up to and who this president really is. Because, by the way, I've been Googling him. This is James Comey, you know, and finding stuff out. And then we've got this dossier by Chris Steele, a complete fraud document. And then what we're going to do is we're going to tell the president he's not being investigated. In fact, I'm going to tell Congress he's not being investigated while I'm investigating him. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to a FISA court, James Comey, and I'm going to tell the FISA court, after I get turned down a couple of times about getting a FISA warrant and a warrant to surveil American citizens, I'm going to tell that judge, well, by the way, now we have this dossier which has raised serious questions about foreign interference and foreign influence, and we want to get to the bottom of that, and we need this FISA warrant on Carter Page. And miraculously, it gets signed, and it gets executed. Then James Comey's up while all this is going on, testifying we were not investigating the president, and Lisa Page, the lawyer for the FBI, says this: I am not aware of any obstruction conversations going on or criminal investigations for obstruction going on during this time period. Lawyer whispers in her ear. She comes back and says, I need to take back that testimony. There well could have been discussions like that going on. So ask yourself this question, James Comey, who plays the highest moral ground there is. His moral ground was so high, he took notes from a meeting he had with the president of the United States, who he did not like, leaked them to a friend of his for the purpose of getting a special counsel, which he gets. And you tell me where it's right. It's not. And that's the reality of what we're dealing with. And you know what's happening now? It's all coming out. The disinfectant's there. The light is coming. The light's the disinfectant. And this is not going to be pretty for James Comey and James Clapper and Susan Rice and Barack Obama, who the day before was briefed on this nonsense. So they say that, Comey testifies, I don't want to be like James Edgar Hoover. No, I want to be worse than J. Edgar Hoover. I'm going to put a spy inside the White House. And people will be saying, I can't believe the president's lawyer is saying the word spy. Well, what do you want to call it? What was he? An agent? An advisor? He was just getting information that he was sharing? Surveillance? You tell me. But that's what was going on.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, again, this is a leaker. This is someone who had an obsession. I mean, now an animus, but also an obsession, yes, with the president of the United States. It's kind of sick, actually. I mean, they've now figured out that he spent hours Googling the president of the United States, hours watching YouTube videos of the president of the United States. This is the FBI director trying to, I thought his job was to keep us safe, try to prosecute criminals. And again, he was spending his time Googling President Trump. I mean, pretty shocking when you put that. And then, of course, he's got his spies in place. So I think Jim Comey's in serious trouble. Pat in Florida has got a question about just that. Pat, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I guess a quick question for all three of you. What is it going to take to blow the lid off of this thing and start holding people accountable, other than hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing?
I think the lid's being blown off. I mean, look, I wouldn't be complaining about how much time that Horowitz has taken. He's gotten a lot more evidence in the last couple of months, maybe in the last couple of weeks. So, yeah. I mean, the process may be slow, but it's got to be thorough and it's got to be correct. But I think, Fan, it's fair to say at this point, I'll get Wes comment as well, that this thing is starting to move at a pretty quick pace.
Well, and I think the time has been helpful in this case, Jay, and I think the only evidence you really need to look at to confirm that is how worried Adam Schiff is about this. I mean, if you rewind just a few months ago, he was actually allegedly looking forward to the Inspector General's report. Now he's already getting out ahead of it, Jay, and saying that he thinks it's tainted because of how long it's taking. I thought that Jim Jordan said it right. He said, Inspector General Horowitz is a professional. He's conducting a crucial investigation into FBI and DOJ misconduct. But Rep. Adam Schiff said his investigation investigation is tainted. What's got Schiff worried? Jay, I would tell you there are a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who may have had knowledge of a lot of all this that we're talking about, that it was going on as it was happening. Jay, they are scrambling to figure out what they are going to do when this report comes out. I actually think the delay in this one case has been a good thing.
What do you think, Wes?
Yeah, he has over a million documents, the Inspector General does. He's interviewed over 100 people. It is well worth the wait for him to do a thorough job. This report, to the caller's point, is blowing the lid off of this, because once this report is issued, then John Durham, the U.S. attorney, has the authority to review it and to convene a grand jury and to look at criminal charges. And I think he will have the full support of William Barr in doing that. The American people deserve this, because, as the caller said, if people who have really committed crimes and done unethical things like this are not brought to justice and held to account, it destroys the faith of the American people in the system as a whole. But I think you're exactly right. The IG and John Durham and William Barr will make sure, not in a biased, prejudicial way, but simply the rule of law, that they will see that justice is done, and that if people have done wrong, they will be held accountable.
And I just want people to know that we are taking action here. We've already authorized our legal team in D.C. to begin the FOIA process on Anthony Ferranti, who was this National Security Council member.
Remember, he was there before Mueller was appointed.
Yeah, he was a spy, because he was put in by Jim Comey.
Right.
He was Jim Comey's spy on the National Security Council, could not be fired by the White House, then leaves when Comey gets fired to go work for a consulting firm that consults for BuzzFeed on the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
Then his replacement is a close ally of Bob Mueller's at the FBI. She continues to let him into the White House even after he's quit his job at the White House while he's working for BuzzFeed on the dossier. So we are taking action on this at the ACLJ. We don't just report the news to you. We take action on this. So we're going to be filing the FOIA. I guarantee you that FOIA will have to go to court as well to get this information, and we're going to flush out the truth about Anthony Ferranti, his replacement, Jordan Ray Kelly. So those folks who now think they're safe and comfortable in their consulting firms, they're not. You're just like Jim Comey now, maybe sending out your tweets walking through the forest, but that's about it. So be prepared for it, because everyone's going to start learning your names now like they did Jim Comey's, because you were spying on the president, duly elected president of the United States. It's why you support the ACLJ. It's why you contribute to the ACLJ, so that we can immediately turn around a FOIA like this and get it in and filed based off this information, even before the IG report is out, and get the process going.
We encourage you to go to ACLJ.org for that, ACLJ.org, to participate in the matching challenge campaign. Let me just say something here in 14 seconds before the last segment. Let me tell you something, folks. This is the beginning. This isn't the end. This is the beginning. It's an outrage. The American people should be outraged.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. The last segment, we take your calls on any topic, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Yep, let's go to them. Let's go to Julie in California on line two. Julie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay. Welcome back to the show, Jay.
I've been busy on other things, you might have noticed.
I know, you've been moonlighting in another job.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be moonlighting again a little this week. Go ahead.
I just find it ironic that... Jim Comey basically turned the FBI into the KGB. I assume, giving everyone the benefit of the doubt, you know, who are trying to take down the president, that just maybe they thought he was conspiring with Russia to destroy America. I mean, which is ludicrous. But then they behave like the Russian KGB did to take down President Khrushchev in Russia.
In the 60s. Yeah,
and
except for one thing here, Julia, and that is this. They knew early on there was no collusion, no conspiracy. In fact, Peter Strzok said in an email a year before this, before he was appointed, and then months before he was appointed, I'm hesitant to go to the special counsel's office because I don't believe there's any there. Those were Peter Strzok's words.
Yeah, there'd be nothing for me to do. I've already been looking at this. I already had a counterintelligence report. He wasn't looking at obstruction. He was looking at, was the Trump campaign colluding with Russia? And there was no there. Long before the special counsel even started his work.
That would be a judge this week said that whole issue with the troll farm in Russia, and that was part of this conspiracy, not with the Trump org, but they said the judge ordered and said, you have no documentary evidence, no evidence whatsoever that this has anything to do with the Russian government or Russian people other than
it's Russian.
And it's a company that was owned by a Russian.
Yeah, it was in Russia and owned by Russia.
The thing I think about too, Jay, is that government officials take an oath. You and I have taken it in our past, yep, that we will preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. James Comey and some of his cohorts appear, I don't think it's hyperbole to say it, they became domestic threats to the Constitution of the United States by their actions.
I think you're 100% correct. All right, let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to Regina in New York on line four. Regina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. My question is, why is Christopher Wray's silence so deafening about this? I mean, Barr is out there saying he wants to get to the bottom of it. We hear about him being very diligent in terms of trying to...
Well, we don't know that Christopher Wray's not working on this. I'm sure he's working in cooperation with Durham, the U.S. attorney that's been assigned to this. He's not kept a high profile on this, but look, this investigation's taking place. It's all over Washington. Everybody knows it. This investigation is taking place. Period.
Well, it's taking place, and with all due respect to Christopher Wray, even if he's completely on the right side of this one, Jay, this one had to get outside the FBI to have credibility.
Yes.
It just did. It had to go to the Inspector General. It had to go to the U.S. Attorney. I think if there had been an exoneration that came out of something that Christopher Wray led, everybody would ask if they were just protecting themselves. So, look, this is not – I'm not impugning the name of Christopher Wray. Everything that I've seen has been good on him. This had to get outside of the FBI. I wouldn't have wanted it in his portfolio.
Well, it's not. So, you know, I mean, he'll be cooperating, I'm sure, with the U.S. Yep. attorney that's conducting it. Absolutely. All right, let's take another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Dennis in Alabama on line three. Dennis, welcome to JSEC.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello again, gentlemen.
Yep.
I had a sudden thought while I was listening a few minutes ago.
Yep.
Is it possible that the swamp people, essentially, the Comey and Brennan and all the rest of these wonderful individuals who have done all this, could they be running a gambit against Horowitz and Durham by releasing things piece by piece, making Horowitz keep having to have new interviews?
No, they're getting caught. I really believe, Dennis, they're getting caught. I mean, I think they're just getting caught. They don't want this to come out piece by piece. They don't want it to come out. I mean, here's what James Comey, though, acknowledged to what he said. This is to Congress. Remember this famous line.
So I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons.
Let me stop you right there. We're going to retract this. We're going to go back. I asked a friend of mine to share the content of a memo with a reporter. What was the memo? The memo was a conversation he had with the President of the United States. He was going to share that information with a friend of his to get it to a reporter. Listen to that line again.
So I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter.
Okay, that in and of itself is absolutely absurd, right? That he would do that. Violation of all kind of rules, regulations, and laws. Now listen to the rest of it.
Myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
Here's a brave guy. I didn't do it for a myself for a variety of reasons. So I asked him, I thought that he might be able to do it for me and it would prompt me to the appointment of a special counsel. Now we got a special counsel and we got no collusion, no cooperation, no conspiracy, no obstruction, a determination by the Justice Department that there was no obstruction because Bob Mueller couldn't figure out how to review the case. He said it was difficult questions of law and fact. And while the president, we're not accusing the president of committing a crime, we're not exonerating him either, which is, again, prosecutors don't exonerate. So that's just absurd. I mean, I've been doing this for practicing law for 40 years. I don't know a prosecutor going to jury. If you, we are finding him guilty unless you, we exonerate him. No, no, no. You find him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Not I exonerate him. Why they, I want, that be the first question I ask Bob Mueller. What in the world were you thinking that you had the authority, or that's the legal standard, to exonerate? Because that puts the whole context to the entire investigation. The irregularities with this investigation and the predecessor investigation, Crossfire Hurricane, legendary by the time this is done. Let's take the last call.
Your final call of the day, Cindy in California, online too. Cindy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to know, does anyone ever really get prosecuted in the FBI? And
yes.
What charges could come out of what we already know about all of this?
Well, I mean, a whole series of charges. I mean, if you're giving classified information, that's a crime. If you're violating the rules and regulations, it's a violation of rules and regulations. But many times, that could be criminal. If you had spying going on, violation of due process and espionage, basically, lying to a court in the form of a FISA warrant. Yeah, there's a lot of things here, Wes, that could create
absolutely.
Problems.
There's almost limitless.
Yeah.
A lot of wrongdoing taking place. And most of what James Comey did, think about this, Jay, was done without probable cause and without a warrant. I mean, he was just a rogue agent doing his thing.
Who just happened to be the FBI director.
But he happened to be the FBI director, yeah.
Some agent. All right. So I think, Than, look, what do you expect tomorrow?
I expect the Democrats to do a lot of talking because I don't think the special counsel is going to say much. So I'm just going to give people
they're lowering their expectations already.
Well, give them a guide for watching this, though, Jay. When a member is talking and talking and talking and talking and trying to run the clock out, it's because he knows the special counsel is not going to answer the question in the way that he or she wants. So they're just filibustering. I expect a lot of that tomorrow.
You know, this is the fourth or fifth bite at the apple. They had the famous hearing with John Dean that nobody watched. Then they brought in the law professors and former prosecutors, which nobody watched. And then they brought in somebody else, and I can't even remember who those people are because nobody watched. Now, the people will watch this tomorrow because it's Bob Mueller. But Bob Mueller's a reluctant witness, which he should be because he's going to have a lot of questions have difficulty answering. Having said all of that, tomorrow's it. That's the day. I'll talk to you from Washington. I will tell you this. Thursday, I think people will be talking about other things. I mean, they'll be talking about the report, but I think this other reports that are coming, that's going to be the news for the next quarter. All right, that does it for today. Jordan's going to let you know how to participate in the Matching Challenge campaign.
Folks, you go to ACLJ.org right now. You double the impact of your donation in the month of July. It's a Matching Challenge month. That means whatever you donate, we've got a donor ready to match that. You've got to take the initial action. We're taking action on this, by the way, filing a FOIA immediately to get to the bottom of this Comey spy inside the White House National Security Council. We need your financial support. Go to ACLJ.org. Double the impact of your donation at ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to